The Russian threat is very high. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Every indication we have is they're prepared to go into Ukraine, attack Ukraine.
President Biden just said before flying to Ohio it could happen in a matter of days. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Brussels for NATO talks says Russia seems to be prepping.
We see some of those troops inch closer to that border. We see them fly in more combat and support aircraft.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is at the UN about to address the Security Council about the situation. There are skirmishes today in eastern Ukraine where the Russian-backed rebels are claiming they came under attack, but Ukraine says it's those rebels that attacked a school building, sending kindergarten students into a basement shelter.
The event was confirmed by Ukraine's foreign minister, who said heavy weapons were used on this village. Shellings were also reported in a number of other locations. Analysts fear this escalation could act as a pretext for Russia to launch a larger invasion into Ukraine.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Controversial Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva, favored to win gold today, flopped.
Valieva finished fourth, more than 9 points behind the bronze medalist. Had she finished in the top three, a medal ceremony would not have happened today. A ruling awaits on Valieva's status as she tested positive for doping in December.
Fox's Jared Max. Another Russian skater won gold, Anna Shcherbakova. The U.S. women's Olympic hockey team lost the gold medal game to Canada, 3-2, settling for silver. The Americans now have 21 medals in fourth place in Beijing. For the first time in a month, unemployment rose last week up 10% to 248,000.
Though fewer people were still receiving benefits in the latest report, continuing claims dropped to 1.59 million. Economists are expecting layoffs to remain low as companies attempt to fill a record number of job openings during a labor shortage.
That's Fox's Ginny Cassola on Wall Street. There's a sell-off. The Dow is down more than 400 points. The Nasdaq's off by 200. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Now, President Biden spoke about Ukraine before taking off for Ohio, where he'll tout that new infrastructure law and the spending plan still stalled at the Senate.
He's teasing what he's going to say today on Twitter. He says, "My Build Back Better agenda includes the largest investment to combat climate change in U.S. history. It'll help meet the moment on climate, create good-paying jobs, and lower energy costs for Americans. Let's get it done." As he has pushed that, though, for months, his approval rating has fallen, now just 35% overall in a new Quinnipiac poll. And inflation is the most urgent issue facing the country today per Quinnipiac, followed by immigration, then COVID.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Lorain, Ohio, where on Monday night, the city council voted to lift a mask mandate starting March 1st. Many states are doing the same, including those with Democratic governors, but the CDC has yet to revise its guidance recommending we wear masks indoors. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says,
"We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when these metrics are better, and then have the ability to reach for them again should things worsen. If and when we update our guidance, we will communicate that clearly, and it will be based on the data and the science."
A federal mandate on masks is being challenged by a state.
Texas is challenging the federal mask mandate for planes and other public transportation, even though it's set to expire on March 18th. State Attorney General Ken Paxton and Republican Congresswoman Beth Ann Dine of Texas are suing the CDC and the Biden administration, claiming the government exceeded its authority in requiring masks in airports and on planes, and that it provided no evidence such masks even work. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
There is a search at sea. The Coast Guard looking for a cruise ship passenger who fell overboard yesterday afternoon about 150 miles away from Louisiana. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.